Chapter 63. After Darkness. Finn took a more critical look at his surroundings. Truth be told, he was a bit underwhelmed. Even though this was his first instance, the prompts had made it pretty clear that instance tokens were supposed to take him to another dimension or world or something. Finn had expected to be in a meadow studded with wildflowers, with a small demon talking to him, or maybe in a forest being pursued by some type of mutated bear creature. What he hadn't expected was to be taken back to the same damn supply room. Finn forced himself to process what he knew. Just as that laser-beamed prick was going to cut his way into the storage closet, the energy of the Earth had increased to a crucial level. That had let the planet level up. And, oh yeah, planets leveled up. That was a thing now. Not wasting time on the endless implications of that, Finn focused on what it meant for him personally. Right before time had unfroze, he'd experienced an amazing sensation, like every inch of his body had been soothed at once. That had to be because of the world's leveling. His body had craved the extra energy on a fundamental level. That made Finn realize something else. That soothing feeling had grown even stronger after he'd jumped through the portal. He hadn't noticed at first, but he took a deep breath. This felt amazing. He intentionally took a deeper breath, and something primal within him shifted. Without realizing it, his body began intentionally pulling more energy from the environment into itself. A dam was about to break. He took another deep breath and let all other thoughts flee his mind. "Oh my God," he exhaled slowly. He started taking deep breaths as quickly as he could. Every time he did, he could feel it. Was this what it felt like to have more energy? Whatever it was he was sucking down, it permeated the air itself, and he wanted it all. Without him realizing it, a new glyph was starting to form in his mind's eye. Every breath brought more of it into his body. He'd thought that things had felt great right after the Earth's energy had increased, but this was even better. Now that he was doing these breathing exercises, there was no doubt. The energy here was higher. For long minutes, Finn just kept taking deep breaths, marveling at the sensation of his body waking up to its potential. It was only after several minutes that he felt full, for lack of a better word. The moment that happened, he received a surprising prompt. Hidden debuff removed. Energy deficit. Your entire existence has been lived in a state of bare subsistence. All beings have some power, but your world suffered from a lack of energy, constantly placing you in a cycle of loss and gain. For the first time, you have been given what your state of being truly requires. Free energy can now be accumulated and converted into power. Finn blinked. He'd lived in a deficit his entire life? Based on how he was feeling, the amazing completeness that was washing through him, he couldn't muster an argument. Everyone he'd ever met had been in a search for meaning. Some did it with religion, others with sex, love, drugs, or money. Some found it in bloodshed and war, others in nurturing their children. He himself had walked many paths. Orphan, soldier, killer, healer, and lover were only a few of them. In that moment, he realized while his experiences and emotions were real, he'd been driven onto each path by an intense yearning to be complete, to achieve the very feeling currently coursing through him for the first time. He'd been trying to hear the song of his heart his entire life. It wasn't that he'd lacked what it took to be complete. It was the Earth itself that hadn't given him what he needed. He'd been searching for a key. Until now, he'd been searching in the dark. Maybe things would be different when he got back. Maybe everyone, the world round, would experience the revelation of completion, and it would usher in a new golden age of peace and understanding. Finn doubted it somehow. In fact, he was pretty sure things were going to go the other way. That was a problem for tomorrow. For now, he just enjoyed the feeling of his body being satiated for the first time in his life. For the first time, he had what he needed. And then he received too much. Warning, You have entered an environment with an energy density much higher than your own. Imbalance is severe. More energy began to flood his cells, then the space between them. Then his cells began to burst. Energy plus one, energy plus one, energy plus one, energy plus one, energy plus one. The sense of completeness was destroyed. It was replaced by sharp, eviscerating lances of pain. Warning, your free energy has increased beyond what your state of being can tolerate. You will experience discomfort until this energy surplus is managed. Warning, you now have a minimal energy surplus. Discomfort? Discomfort? This wasn't discomfort. Energy continued to enter him. The prompts came about one a minute, every cheerful green line of text resigning him to 60 seconds of worsening agony. Energy plus one. Energy plus one. Energy plus one. Finn hunched over on the floor of the room, panting heavily. And then it got worse. Warning. Your energy has increased beyond what your state of being can endure. You will start to accumulate damage. Warning. Your energy surplus has worsened to minor. Energy plus one. Energy plus one. Energy plus one. Health minus three. On the third cycle of energy after the last prompt, blood gushed out of Finn's mouth. He lay prone on the ground, his feet spasming. In this time of tragedy, Finn learned a danger of the labyrinth. The energy of the world he'd fallen into was technically at the same level that Earth had just reached, but this world was at the cusp of reaching level two. As such, its energy density had reached peak concentrations, while the Earth's was the lowest of the low. Finn was experiencing an energy density far greater than he had ever been exposed to before. While the laws of the labyrinth could supersede many laws of the physical realm, they rarely completely replaced them. One natural law that was almost universally preserved was the concept of a gradient. Therein lay the danger. The high energy of the world he'd portaled to had indeed saturated his cells. But Finn's energy-starved body was so barren compared to his new environment that the flow did not stop. He had made the mistake of actively drawing it into him, and like a mosquito that couldn't detach, it was now going to make him burst. All travelers of the labyrinth learned a lesson that he was being taught now. Energy could lead to power, but it nearly always led to pain. Energy continued to pour into him, worsening his surplus. Energy plus one, plus one, plus one. While he was initially losing health every 3 or 4 energy, the damage frequency soon worsened every 2 or 3. Warning, your energy surplus has worsened to moderate. Then every 1. Warning, your energy surplus has worsened to severe. All beings that traversed the worlds of labyrinth were exposed to this energy gradient, but rarely to this degree. Almost no null worlds were inducted, and the few times that they were, the new labyrinth worlds would gradually accumulate energy over long years. This slow build let their children increase their energy as well. Magicka had changed that, allowing the Earth to reach power level 1 in days rather than decades. This had brought the advent of instances before its children were acclimated to their new, wider reality. All of that was beyond Finn's control. But the final cause of his agony was his fault alone. Choosing Hell Mode had taken him into the only uncommon instance on Earth, and connected him to a world on the cusp of leveling, which all translated into Finn's body being torn apart by forces it was not prepared to receive. Basically, it was first night in prison, but without the romance. Energy continued to traverse his soul, which lacked the tempering to channel such cosmic authority. The energy continued to fill his body, which was inadequate to house such majesty. His mind was attacked as well, but here, Finn was not so easily overwhelmed. Just barely, his mind, which had been tempered, trained, and tortured for long years, snarled back at the river of energy that threatened to carry him to oblivion. It rejected the assumption that he was too weak to determine his own fate. And at the most crucial time, when others would have bowed in defeat, Finn did what all great men of history had done. anything and everything he could. What he'd discovered, moment by agonizing moment, was that it took about a minute to absorb enough energy for the prompt to say it had increased by one. Once that green notification appeared, his body almost immediately began absorbing the next unit. If there was a way to stop the process once it began, Finn did not know how. The key to that realization was the word almost. If he could head off the next influx of energy before it began to fill him, though, he just might survive. When the next green prompt came, he made his move. Energy plus one. Finn chose not to just let it wash through him, but instead bend it to his will. Focusing on mana threads, he willed the energy that had just started to enter his body to divert into his skill instead of his own overflowing internal reservoir. The magical force resisted at first, almost like it wanted to follow its fellows and burst Finn from the inside, but his tenacious mind clamped down onto the energy like a bulldog. With all of his will, Finn forced the energy into his skill's uncommon perk. The energy slotted in, but nothing happened. Nearly frantic, Finn forced the next unit in as well, and was finally rewarded with a prompt. Mana efficiency perk, uncommon, improved. Plus 1 of 10. All mana spent on mana sense skill tree 10% more effective. 20 magicka for improving an uncommon perk for the first time. While it was normally great getting the extra bonus of magicka for achieving something, the pleasing sensation of the vibrations were almost Finn's undoing. Between that and the relief from having even a temporary break from the influx of energy, Finn lost his concentration. He plunged back into the torrent of pain. Energy plus one. Health minus one. Energy plus one. Health minus two. Baring his teeth like an animal, Finn struggled to hijack the process again. What he'd done before by channeling the energy into his skill was to find just the right instant to divert the flow. If he succeeded, rather than glut him further, the energy could be fed to his skill, and he'd buy himself a minute where his pain just tortured him rather than got worse. Unfortunately, his window of opportunity was measured in split seconds. He failed again and again and again. Each failure was a lost point of health. Each failure saw him cough up blood, bleed from his eyes, ears, nose, and anus. Anyone staring at Finn would feel pity for such a wretched soul, unless they looked in his eyes. Then they would feel fear. After each failure, he endured a minute torture, waiting for his next opportunity. At long last, he succeeded and channeled more energy into his perk. Mana efficiency perk, uncommon, improved. Plus 2 of 10. All mana spent on mana sense skill tree, 20% more effective. Plus 3 of 10. Plus 4 of 10. With every bit of energy he was able to push into the skill, he improved the perk and, apparently, the efficiency of mana threads. Small bits of knowledge entered his head with each success, changing his understanding of his skill. In the future, he knew it would cost him less mana to make threads, as long as he had a future. The energy influx did not always obey his will, and he periodically lost control. After each failure, he could only resign himself to a long minute of agony. His blood vessels burst, his muscles tore, and his synapses misfired. Almost anyone would have succumbed. That was not something Finn could live with. It wasn't something he could allow. Not after everything he had endured. Not after everything he had done. Plus 5 of 10. Plus 6 of 10. It was working. Every addition to his perk meant 2 energy invested and 2 minutes of blissful relief from his pain worsening. He was still glutted with energy, but he'd stemmed the flow and was making headway. Just as important, he was giving his agonized body time to acclimate to the increased energy inside of him. This marginally decreased his suffering. He latched onto that inch of progress, snarling into the void that it now belonged to him and he would die before giving it up. Time passed, and Finn began to feel that the pressure of energy from the environment had eased slightly, like a diver acclimating to the depths. His body remained locked in pain and contraction, but his mind hardened even further. Finn poured more energy into his skill. +7 of 10. +8 of 10. Energy +1. Health -1. +9 of 10. He'd lost concentration once, and it had cost him another point of health, a resource that was far too close to being gone. But by the strength of his iron will, he maximized his perk. +10 of 10. All mana spent on mana sense skill tree is now 100% more effective. Congratulations, you have maximized your first perk. No more energy can be included in this perk. Maximizing the perk had also gained him an achievement. You have gained an achievement. Perky. Finn minimized that immediately. He'd read it when he didn't feel like an alien was going to burst out of his chest. His efforts had also earned him more magicka. +20 magicka for maximizing an uncommon perk for the first time. Unlike last time, Finn had suspected the vibrations might come when he maxed out. Even though they were stronger, he wasn't thrown off his game. He'd mentally prepared for the extra stimulation. Also, after the minutes of respite from his energy increasing, the pain he was enduring improved just enough for him to unclench his jaw and take rough, agonal breaths. Finn was able to maintain focus and keep the cycle of power from beginning again. He was also sure now that the flow of energy into his body had slowed. It hadn't stopped, but it gave him hope that whatever was happening to him would end if he could only endure. As soon as the first perk maximized, Finn mentally forced the next bit of energy into the limited one. He immediately noticed a difference in what this higher-ranked perk demanded of him. If adding energy to the mana efficiency perk had felt like pulling a dull knife through cold butter, improving his mana stability perk felt like he was carving soap. He would have to fight to get the energy into it. Finn's face broke into a manic grin. As long as there was a fight, that's all he needed. Finn's mind was able to force the energy inside, but the mental strain increased. Between that and the pain he was enduring, he had almost nothing left. A race began, between will and his mind's ability to endure. Mana stability perk limited, improved. +1 of 15. All manifestations of the mana sense skill tree are 10% more resistant to outside influence. +50 magicka for improving a limited perk for the first time. The limited perk needed 3 energy for every advancement. For most other denizens of the labyrinth, this extra expense was a headache. For him, it was salvation. Finn kept pouring his energy into the perk, hoping the energy imbalance would subside. +2 of 15. +3 of 15. +4 of 15. A wave of exhaustion hit him. Energy +1. Health -1.
No.
+5 of 15. His rallied focus faltered. It felt like he'd been up for 2 days. Energy +1. Health -1.
I will not allow this. I will survive. I will overcome.
+6 of 15. Another prompt came, and the victory almost defeated him. Know this. The energy imbalance between your state of being and current environment has improved to moderate. He had been starting to hate the color green. Now, he wished it was an M&M because he'd like to do dirty, dirty things to it. With a nearly insane grin, he found his fighting spirit renewed.
1 in 1,000,000.
Mana stability perk, limited, improved. +7 of 15. All manifestations of the mana sense skill tree are 70% more resistant to outside influence. +8 of 15. After earning the 8th point, Finn lost concentration again. Or maybe he lost consciousness for a second. He couldn't really tell. He braced for another lance of pain to tear through him, but after a few seconds, he realized it hadn't. The prompt hadn't lied. The flow of energy had really slowed. He had a chance. Finn dove back into improving his perk and, for the first time, chipped away at the energy threatening to burst him like a balloon. Energy -3. +9 of 15. Energy -3. +10 of 15. Energy -3. plus 11 of 15. Congratulations. Your energy surplus has improved to moderate.
Yes!
Finn didn't let up. Energy minus 3, plus 12 of 15. Energy minus 3, plus 13 of 15. Energy minus 3, plus 14 of 15. Congratulations. Your energy surplus has improved to minor. Mana stability perk limited, maximized. Plus 15 of 15. All manifestations of the mana sense skill tree are 150% more resistant to outside influence. Congratulations. You have maximized your perk. No more energy can be included in this perk. Plus 50 magicka for maximizing a limited perk for the first time. Vibrations filled him, but he barely noticed. He'd moved beyond exhaustion into instinct. He couldn't stop. He wouldn't. Finn reached deep within himself and siphoned off his energy. The difficulty of investing into a scarce perk shot up exponentially. Finn could hardly function, but he dug deep within and mustered the strength. Energy minus one. 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 Mana invasion perk, scarce, improved. Plus 1 of 25. All manifestations of the mana sense skill tree are 10% more likely to penetrate foreign mana, and 10% harder to remove by foreign sources. Plus 100 magicka for improving a scarce perk for the first time. Vibrations spread through him as Finn gasped like a fish. He bit his lip hard enough to pour fresh blood into his mouth. To his surprise, a new window appeared. Perky achievement triggered. Would you like to spend 5 energy to automatically gain an additional progression point in your mana invasion perk?
Oh God, yes,
Finn exhaled. A large glut of energy left his body without needing any coaxing from him at all. Energy minus 5. Plus 2 of 25. All manifestations of the mana sense skill tree are 20% more likely to penetrate foreign mana, and 20% harder to remove by foreign sources. He cared not at all about advancing his perk again, not when a beautiful green window was waiting right after. Congratulations. Your energy surplus has improved to minimal. It is recommended to resolve this, as a long-term surplus may have detrimental effects. At long last, the free energy inside of Finn was reduced to a level that it wasn't actively threatening his life. He felt hollowed out and bloated all at once. Eyes bloodshot and soul weary, he lay on the ground, his vision dimming at the edges. Finn slammed the back of his head against the floor, summoning pain again to banish weakness. He couldn't lose consciousness, not yet. If he did, and his energy surplus ratcheted back into dangerous levels... That moment of distraction cost him. Energy plus one.
No.
This wasn't how he was going to go out. For once, the labyrinth agreed with him. Know this. The energy imbalance between your state of being and current environment has improved to minimal. Spontaneous energy consumption now unlikely. He'd done it. He'd survived. Finn lay there at the entrance to a new world. Covered in sweat and blood. Notifications blinked unread in the corner of his vision, and in the upper right of his interface, his health bar strobed red. 3 of 58 HP remaining. Despite all of that, as the darkness closed in on his vision once more, he summoned the last of his strength and spoke to whatever god or demon might be listening. To whoever... or whatever was responsible for bringing that gray beam to Earth, for triggering the death of his love, for pitting him against those blonde sons of bitches, and finally, for making him suffer as soon as he took his first steps into the labyrinth, he made a vow, a threat, and a promise all in one. Each word was softer than the last as he lost his grip on the light.
I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Darkness fell. Finn remained. So ends book 1 of Alpha. The story continues.